we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Hymn History.
We hear thy voice, the Son of Man.
Today on Hymn History, we'll be telling you facts about the life of Fanny Crosby and about her hymn, Safe in the Arms of Jesus. Another hymn writer who expressed the idea of someday finding safety with our Lord in heaven was L.E. Jones. The Bob Jones University Radio Choir will begin with this hymn of L.E. Jones, Though the Way We Journey. About the year 1854 in England, the unusual scene of a courtroom in tears was witnessed by the Reverend S.W. Christophers. He described it as follows.
A good young woman had been set upon by a villain on her way from the Sunday school, and was left for dead by the roadside. On being discovered, she was restored to consciousness so far as to identify the perpetrator of the crime, and then she died, singing one of Charles Wesley's triumphant anthems of hope. The counsel for the prosecution at the murderer's trial, in his appeal to the jury, described the death scene and rehearsed the hymn, which the dying girl sang on her upward flight. The judge, the jury, all but the prisoner wept. Who could help it? To hear in that solemn court the youthful martyr's song of glory, and such a song.
How happy every child of grace who knows his sins forgiven. This earth, he cries, is not my place. I seek my place in heaven. A country far from mortal sight, yet, oh, by faith I see the land of rest, the saints' delight, the heaven prepared for me. To that Jerusalem above with singing I repair, while in the flesh my hope and love, my heart and soul are there.
On the river of fire, where the saints all immortal and fair,
physical handicaps are not always unbearable afflictions. When they serve to give the soul a clearer vision of Christ, they may rather be regarded as spiritual blessings. This was the case with Fanny Crosby, who was blind from infancy. Even as a child, Miss Crosby possessed a cheerful spirit. At the age of 8 years, she penned the following lines.
How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot, and I won't.
Although Fanny Crosby never permitted the fact of her blindness to depress her, there are several allusions in her hymns to her sightlessness. All the way my Savior leads me suggests how much a guiding hand means to the blind. This thought is also found in God Will Take Care of You, especially in the lines,
tenderly watching and keeping his own, he will not leave you to wander alone.
There are also passages that express the hope that someday the long night of darkness would be ended in heaven. Note the third stanza of today's feature hymn, Safe in the Arms of Jesus.
Here let me wait with patience, wait till the night is o'er, wait till I see the morning break on the golden shore.
There was one thing Miss Crosby never permitted. She would not let anyone express sympathy to her on account of her being blind. For several years, Fanny Crosby worked with William H. Doan, who composed many tunes for her hymns. Sometimes she would write a poem, and Mr. Doan would make up a tune to suit it. But just as often, he would sit down and play a melody, and Miss Crosby would hear words to fit it. That was the situation one day in 1868. Mr. Doan sat down and played a tune he'd just composed. Miss Crosby immediately said,
"That says, Safe in the Arms of Jesus."
And within half an hour, she had written the hymn. Another hymn to add to her number of approximately 8,000. Another hymn which would bless hearts.
Oh.
The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. The Bob Jones University Radio Choir is directed by Gail Gingery, with Florence Dickerson and Jim Martin accompanists. Those in the cast were Judy Stewart and Harold Perry. Recording engineer is Corbin Tabler. Hymn History was written and directed by Laura Pratt. This is Bob Pratt speaking. Hymn History is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
We hear thy voice.